Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to.
Afternoons on the Score.
That's not a promo. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I would have bet they would win. Not that that like necessarily makes sense, but what it just felt like was they were going to make it happen, especially with just like the big plays that they'd been able to pull off all game. And man, the hook and ladder was just so fun and bold, and you can analyze it a million directions, but it was the kind of thing that like couldn't believe it was happening in full speed. I thought it was going in for sure.
It's our guy Nico Horner. He was in the stands at the Niners Bears game on Sunday night, and you know, it's just such a different perspective, obviously, for him as a pro athlete. But just a football game versus a baseball game is such a different perspective when you're in the stands. I was thinking about that. With a baseball game, all you see are the players, and then in the dugout and everything is everything tucked away. With a football game, you see the entire operation of the organization.
Yep.
It's like all on display. The training staff, the coaching staff, the support staff, the tech.
The blue tent.
Right? You see the entire – what a completely different perspective in terms of being at an event for our guy Nico. But there was some stuff that jumped out to you. You want to make sure that our listeners heard it.
Yeah, so we'll do the football last because that's fun and less important than the baseball stuff with Nico. And the baseball stuff has to do with all of the rumors. There are Cubs fans that I've actually run into in the building. They were like, I heard you guys had Nico on.
Yeah, our buddy Marty Leonard's from XRT,
yes.
Massive Cub fan.
And he's like, I hope they don't trade him. And I'm like, yeah, I think we're all in that place of hoping that they don't trade Nico. But it had to be discussed because we've been hearing it. So Spiegs brought it to Nico's attention.
I hated bringing it up.
And we talked about it. Here's what Nico had to say about it.
Yeah, I see most stuff. I mean, things are inevitably sent to me, especially when it's like connected to the Giants. Like people here obviously get excited about things like that. And it's hard to explain to people that things can both be like, yes, that's not false reporting, but that also doesn't really mean anything. It's like, it's hard to navigate that space, I think. But yeah, I see stuff.
So it's interesting. So he says, it's hard to tell people that is not false reporting, but it also doesn't mean anything. Think about that. So when somebody says, I read that you might get traded to the Giants, and he says, and they're like, is that BS? And he's like, no, I'm sure my name was brought up. You don't know by which team it was brought up. You don't know what the incentive is for it getting out, but I'm sure it was real. But it also doesn't mean I'm going anywhere. This is just my life that I have to deal with here. And trying to explain that to people is a very tricky thing when you actually give a crap about communicating with your friends and family.
Yeah, and when you're someone that it's difficult for Nico to not be honest. And so I felt like as far as someone dealing with a trade rumor, that is the best that I've ever heard someone deal with it.
When we were talking about the Cubs convention, and I was like, are we gonna see you at the Cubs convention? I was definitely thinking, you're not getting traded between now and the Cubs convention, are you? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
They, They would like me there. That's kind of one of the requirements.
It's part of the gig. I have to be there. That's a whole thing that happens where I have to be.
You've seen me there.
We've done interviews at the Cubs convention.
I'm always there.
But he also said. And this,
he didn't tell us when the Giants convention is, did he?
No, we need to look.
But I don't want to look. You did it. You just got me mad again.
I don't want to look. Okay. And Nico being traded.
It's pretty good, Paula Cole.
Thank you.
I think my secretariat earlier was better.
No,
my
secretariat, especially with you putting him in the car. Also, people may have noticed that the cheese grater is now our third host.
Oh, yeah,
on the show.
We are joined by the cheese grater hat. He's in the mini fridge position. What else has been there? The Christmas tree, the Bears Christmas tree with the Bears in it. We don't have a third on this show. We're not like Middays or, you know, the afternoon saloon. We don't need a third. We take care of it, just the two of us with our massive personalities.
Maybe now that we have a third person, maybe John Greenberg will talk about this show in infinitum. Maybe he'll do a retrospective on this show.
Maybe he'll write the oral history of Spiegel and Holmes and the cheese grater. It's been half of one segment, but that's enough for good old Johnny.
So you know, Speaks, that during breaks, I usually will try to get some steps in. I walk around and stuff. I'll get hot water for my tea, like all that stuff. And so I'm walking over to the FM side because over on the other side of our building or our floor is Jams and B96.
B96. And so, what's up, Dash?
Shout out to Dash. Shout out to Dash. Sonic.
Absolutely.
So I walk over
there. And Ed Lovers, he still work over there?
Yeah, syndicated at night. We never see him in the building.
That'd be so much fun.
Shout out to Rick Party. I mean, shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
There it is.
Shout out to Mom.
Jen BT. Let's do it. So I walk over there because I usually will switch it up. It's like one way. Sometimes I go BBM first and then walk around. This time I went to the FM side. There's Mitch with a box of those.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's like, look, I got him.
Mitch Rosen.
Yes.
With a box of cheese grater.
The operation director of Odyssey Chicago.
That's incredible.
And he's like, I got the cheese graters. I'm like, give me one. We're going to make it our co-host.
I'm going to say that's the most important task he's accomplished all week. Right there.
And there he is, you know,
the
like
cheese grater
for the people.
Doing we did good.
It. And then I told Connor, I was like, hey, the cheese grater is going to be in for the rest of the show.
Mitch, no offense to your other tasks.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. But you know there's nothing more important. Here's the thing. If the Bears beat the Lions and they get the Packers, these hats are going to be everywhere.
They were at the Baltimore game.
Mitch got out front of the mad rush on cheese grater hats. He's out front. It's very, very smart.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you giving me one?
Yeah.
I will. You know what? I will.
He'll enjoy it.
Yeah, the Sonny boy will enjoy it.
The Baltimore Ravens had these at the ready on Saturday.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
By the way, speaking of Mitch, I went to Starbucks today in the building.
And you get 6 shots over ice.
So I run into Ryan Porth on my way there. And I'm like,
he was getting 6 shots over ice.
I'm like, Porth, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to Starbucks. I'm like, oh, me too. So I walk over there. they saw him coming because they knew he was going to get Mitch's too. And they were like, tell him we're out of espresso. Just tell him we don't have any more.
Oh, no. That's not true, though.
No, they made the drink, but they were joking with Ryan because
danger.
Mitch has a ridiculous coffee order.
Can't run out. Cannot run out.
No, it's really ridiculous. Cannot what else are we talking about? Our buddy Nico.
Nico, with Nico Horner, he was talking about the quarterback position. Watching the quarterback play.
And them make throws. Because as a middle infielder, you have to throw from a bunch of weird angles. So we asked him about watching the throws as someone who does this for a living. Here's what he said.
It's unbelievable. The flat-footed and cross-body stuff that he does is crazy. It really looks like a shortstop. And obviously, I see things through that lens, just kind of what I do and get to be around a lot. But it's unbelievable. The flat-footed throw, like 40 yards, 50 yards, early in the game was incredible. It just looks so easy, and he's amazing to watch.
Is there anything more difficult in sports than to be the quarterback of an NFL team?
Yeah, and it's the once-a-week nature is so hard. I mean, because whatever happens is analyzed nonstop for 6 days. You don't get to go do it again the next day or day after like us in the NBA. And you so much carry the weight of an entire group of people. And I feel like it's an interesting point in the NFL as far as analyzing quarterbacks, right? It's so much got fluctuation right now, game to game and year to year. And it's so cool to see how much he's improved in a year.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's right about the once a week thing. I'm reminded of what Rex Grossman said at the Midday Show when he was on with them. He said that it took him a while to realize when he was a player that if you're bad on Sunday, that means you're bad all week. You're a terrible quarterback on Sunday. For one moment in time, that means you're a terrible quarterback all week long. And it got difficult for Rex. That's what Nico's referring to there.
Watching both of those guys throw, and Brock Purdy is on a really interesting like throwing program. His choice, like his delivery of the ball is something to be studied because it kind of flies in the face of the conventional wisdom of how a quarterback should set up and throw. But he's been doing it forever, and he's really, really good at it. And there's a lot of Drew Brees in him as far as the mechanics of him throwing. And seeing him also being like flat-footed and making some of these throws, like, damn. Like, we watched some really high-level quarterbacking on Sunday night.
And I can make any throw.
Yeah, he can.
We just know that, him. Caleb.
Yeah, and what Nico's referring to, the flat-footed 40-yard throw, is the touchdown to Luther, right? The touchdown to Luther in the back of the end zone.
Yes.
Just standing there in the back of the pocket, flat-footed. There was a moment of absurdity in the Sunday night football intros, and it got us thinking about something that you saw on the Bears website, where one of the assistant coaches was being reminded of some of his own absurdities. Matt Bowen joins us at the top of the hour. We come back a little fun right here on Spiegel & Holmes on The Score.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.